Welcome to the audio edition of the brochure describing Color Test, a revolutionary new electronic product offered by the American Printing House for the Blind. This brochure is also available in print and in Braille.
Green, yellow, red.
This is the voice of Color Test, a device about the size of a TV remote control. Simply place its sensitive detector against an object in your environment. Press one button, and you will hear the color of the object spoken in a clear voice.
White. Orange. Beige.
Listen for a further demonstration of Color Test after the following brochure. Color Test. Talking color analyzer for people who are blind or colorblind. Color Test is an innovative new handheld device which helps you distinguish colors independently. It uses a clear human voice to announce the color of any object placed in contact with its sensitive detector. Color Test is able to sense a wide spectrum of colors and report the results through its built-in speaker. It senses up to 150 different nuances of color. It also detects patterns, brightness, and contrast. Color Test has a great variety of uses. Color Test enables people who are visually impaired to select their own wardrobe. It can be used to determine the color of a shirt or find out if it is bright, dark, plain, or patterned. Color Test can help you shop for a product according to the color of its packaging, or differentiate a ripe fruit or vegetable from an unripe one. In an office setting, Color Test can be used to differentiate such items as colored folders, forms, or floppy disks. Color Test can also identify intensity of brightness, sources of light, natural versus artificial light. How does Color Test work? Color Test has an artificial eye that senses color and can identify 150 nuances of it. The eye of the Color Test consists of a small lamp and several sensors. The lamp emits a light beam when the measuring button is pressed. If the opening of the eye is covered by an object, some light will be absorbed and some will be reflected. The light reaches the sensors where they detect the predominant color of the light reflected. Additional features. Color Test will also report the general tendency of a color, such as dark blue with tones of gray. In addition, Color Test provides a detailed color analysis, which includes specific values of brightness, hue, and saturation. Using the spoken number values of brightness, hue, and saturation, it is possible to detect up to 1,500 gradations of color. Color Test recognizes brightness and contrast, then reports results by means of about 1,000 varying tone signals. After about 5 seconds, the device shuts itself off automatically with a deep tone signal. Other features include the user's ability to check the status of the rechargeable battery and adjust the speaker volume to 4 different levels. Use Color Test for school projects, in the office, or at home, for such uses as matching clothing. 1 year full warranty. Color Test includes a 1 year full warranty extending from the date of the invoice. APH will either repair or replace the device free of charge. Warranty does not apply in cases of customer modification, misuse, or abuse of APH products. Included with your new Color Test. Included with your new Color Test is a leather carrying case, a cassette instruction manual, a print and braille quick reference sheet of button layout and function, battery charger, and a color chart. A Color Test user says, "When you don't have anyone with vision at home and you want to look properly dressed, it's marvelous. One embarrassment it avoids is wearing mismatched shoes. It feels nice, fits your hand well, is small and light. I feel like I'm almost independent." To order Color Test, call toll-free at 1-800-223-1839 and use Discover, MasterCard, or Visa, registered trademarks, or you may mail a check to the address below. Color Test Unit, catalog number 1-03950-00. Price, $595. Print instructions, optional. Catalog number 8-03950-00. Price, $2.50. Braille instructions, optional. Catalog number 6-03950-00. Price, $2.50. Note, prices subject to change without notice. American Printing House for the Blind, Incorporated, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206-0085. Telephone 502-895-2405. Toll free 800-223-1839. Email info@aph.org. Website www.aph.org. The following is a demonstration of color test. I have the color test in my hand. It is about 6 inches long, a bit over an inch and a half wide, and perhaps an inch thick. On the desk in front of me is a color chart that comes with the device. This chart contains 6 horizontal rows of color samples. There are 3 samples in each row. The rows are labeled in Braille 1 through 6. Each sample is labeled A, B, or C. So we have 1A, 1B, and 1C, and so on. What I will do first is examine each of the samples in the B column, from 1 through 6. The color test has 2 buttons. One is called the measurement button, and the other is the analysis button. First, I'll check the color samples with the measurement button only. I will place the sensing end of the color test against the sample and press the button. Listen to the B column now.
Dark pink, blue, green, yellow, red, gray.
Note that by pressing the measurement button, we were given the name of a color. Now I'll check samples in 1A, 1B, and 1C in the same way. Then I'll do the same with row 3. Here is row 1.
Light gray with tones of beige, dark pink, dark purple.
Now for row 3.
Turquoise green, green, dark gray with tones of green.
As I said a few moments ago, the color test has 2 buttons. This time I will look at sample 3B by pressing the measurement button and then the analysis button. Listen.
Green. Brightness 4.4. Hue 8.9. Saturation 5.6.
This time, instead of hearing just the name of the color, we also were given 3 other bits of information. The voice said, brightness, 4.4, hue, 8.9, and saturation, 5.6. Brightness, hue, and saturation information tell us considerably more than just the name of the color. Brightness gives us an indication of how much light is being absorbed or reflected by the sample we are examining. The lower the brightness number, the more light is absorbed, and therefore the less being reflected. To put it another way, the lower the brightness number, the darker the sample. To put it in terms of sound, think back to a time when you have been in a room with lots of furniture, carpeting, curtains, etc. You may recall that there were no echoes. Sound seemed to die as soon as it was made. On the other hand, remove carpet, curtains, and padded furniture, and the room might sound like a cave, with each sound reflected around the room and lasting fractions of a second after it was made. Hue gives us an indication of just where the color we are examining falls within the visual spectrum. The human eye is able to identify up to 256,000 different colors and shades of color. All these colors fall within the spectrum of visible light. Red is at the low end of the spectrum. It has the longest wavelength. Violet, with the shortest wavelength, is at the upper end. Red, yellow, and blue are considered primary colors. All other colors are formed by combining these colors in varying degree. The color test expresses hue on a scale from 1 to 12. 3 is red, 6 blue, 9 green, and 12 yellow. As you have heard, we don't always receive whole numbers. Our hue sample was 8.9. This means that it is in that portion of the color spectrum, very near full green. Saturation has to do with the strength or weakness of a color. If you have seen color at one time, you may understand this concept. If not, consider this analogy. Most people would not willingly drink pure lemon juice at full strength. Still, they might like lemon flavor. So they might dilute the lemon juice with water. This will weaken the lemon juice's impact, but its lemonness still can be recognized. The more we dilute the juice, the weaker it becomes. Maybe just weakening the lemon juice isn't enough for us. We might want to retain its lemonness, but sweeten it a bit. So we add sugar. If we get our mixture right, we will have what we consider a pleasant flavor with its lemonness intact, but not so strong as to be overpowering. In the world of color, some colors have to be toned down to make them an acceptable part of the visual background. Saturation is an indication of the level of a color's strength. If we are going to put the color test to practical use, it will not be in looking at samples on a color chart. Most likely, we will use it on such items as clothing. The smoother the texture, the more accurate will be our result. This is because a rough textured sample will contain more shadows. Some pieces of clothing can have many colors. I'm going to look at just such a sample now. Instead of just pressing the measurement button and then the analysis button, I will press and hold down the measurement button and move the end of the color test over the surface of the cloth.
Dark turquoise.
As you heard, at first there was a tone rather than a voice announcement. The lower the pitch, the darker the color. The higher the pitch, the lighter the color. I'll do it again. This time I will stop at a low-pitched point, and we'll hear the announcement. I'll check with the analysis button at that place, too. Then we'll do the same thing at a high-pitched point. First, low pitch.
Dark turquoise. Brightness 2.4. Hue 7.5. Saturation 5.4.
Now for a high-pitched sample.
Light gray with tones of beige. Brightness 7.0. Hue 3.1. Saturation 0.4.
Finally, the color test also can serve as a detector of light. Instead of pressing the measurement button, if I press the analysis button and point the color test at lights, the pitch of the signal will rise. As I leave the light, it will fall. Listen. I hope you have found this demonstration both useful and informative. We at the American Printing House for the Blind invite your comments and questions. Feel free to contact us at 800-223-1839. Again, APH's toll-free number is 1-800-223-1839. Use this number for information, ordering with a credit card, and customer support. This brochure was recorded in June 1998.